Welcome back to the Coach's Corner, folks, here, and you are in for a real treat. Almost a 20-year college coaching vet, the pride of Richmond, Virginia, coming off a 19-win season for your Davidson women's basketball Wildcats. Welcome to the show, Coach Gail Foulkes. Coach, welcome to the Coach's Corner.
Thank you so much, Josh. I'm really, really looking forward to this.
Can't wait. So much to unpack, so little time. Let's jump in. A 9-year vet already, Coach, in Davidson, and you're firmly entrenched in that culture. You and I talk often that niche culture. Often the first words everyone mentions is, oh, that's where Steph Curry went to school. That's where Steph played. Besides the obvious, how would you summarize that Davidson culture academically and athletically?
Yeah, it's a great question. You know, I think that we're really a unicorn in Division I athletics. You know, Davidson's got about 2,000 students. We're focused on being a liberal arts college, really focusing on the undergraduate education. So when I'm talking in the recruiting process, you know, I say, well, we don't have graduate school. And, you know, that's a really big bonus for you because right now you're not going to graduate school, you know, and Davidson specializes in that 4 years, you know, that you're going to be, you know, getting an undergraduate degree. And so everything on our campus, all of our professors, the dorms, the community, you know, is focused on that 18 to 23 year old range and providing an unbelievable experience. And when you package that with, you know, athletics kind of done right, we have a lot of systems in place to make sure that, you know, our players are never missing class. During the school year, they get a chance to take any class that they want, just like a regular student would. And we've got our own practice gym that we get to practice in after classes are done. You know, you really aren't making any compromises, right? You're getting an elite level education, you know, combined with the facilities and the support on the athletic side to, you know, achieve your goals and dreams there. So it's pretty special. I'm very fortunate.
Coach, I love the phrase athletics done right. And we could probably unpack that for 4 hours. But by doing academics and athletics right, you blistered to an almost 20-win season this year, the most since, I believe, 2013, a postseason berth for the Wildcats. What were the key components that led to making that happen, whether it be this season or obviously the seasons leading up to it?
You know, I mean, it's been a slow build since I got to Davidson. You know, I took over a program that hadn't won very many games. And when we got here, we really wanted to establish a certain style of play. We wanted to leverage the fact that, as you mentioned, everyone's heard of Steph Curry and be able to go, you know, anywhere in the world. And, you know, people have heard of Steph and they have a lot of respect for him. And we were able to get into, you know, really anybody's, you know, home around the world to be able to talk about Davidson College basketball. And that build, you know, took a lot of time. You know, there was a lot of adversity that kind of sat in during COVID and the challenges around that. And then also we had kind of a rough season with injuries, you know, 2 years ago that, you know, was really unfortunate. But, you know, during that stretch, you know, we really had a chance to develop our players. You know, there were a lot of young players that got a lot of experience kind of through some of that adversity. And it really kind of came together for us this year with having four incredible seniors that were wonderful leaders, you know, combined with, you know, a full roster of players that were ready to follow those guys, but also really talented. You know, we were really talented throughout our whole roster. And along the way, you know, we were playing our best basketball in February and March, which was kind of the goal all along. Had some bumps in the road early due to a few, you know, the injuries that we were kind of recovering from the previous year. But as we got into it, we just kept getting better and better. And, you know, it was really the fruit of a lot of work and, you know, going through a lot of hard things together that got us there. It was really special for us.
Congratulations on an incredible season, and yet I know you're hungry for more, leaning into 25-26 here, already laying those building blocks. And those building blocks, everybody says, what's your recruiting niche or your recruiting philosophy? And I look at your roster, Coach, and I see Spain, Australia, Belgium, the three recruits in this year's class, all international. One of your dynamic assistants, James Jansen, some strong international ties. Davidson's roster has, I believe over half the players right now, or roughly half, have an international presence. Can you talk about why or how Davidson women's basketball has found such a successful niche picking players from around the globe?
Yeah, I mean, you know, hiring James when I first got the job here was a huge component of that. He had a lot of basketball ties in Australia, being from there. And that's really just now kind of blossomed into us recruiting Europe and you know, everywhere else. But, you know, it started with just the philosophy of, hey, we're really a niche school. You know, there's no one else really like us. And so, you know, it's going to be challenging to just recruit from one place because, you know, not everybody's interested in coming to a, you know, 2,000 person school, you know. So, you know, in addition to having really high admission standards. So, you know, I don't know for those of you that are listening, but, you know, we have very similar admissions to the Ivy League in that it really is an elite level education and only a 14% admissions rate. So, you know, it is challenging. There's not just anybody out there that we can get into school here. So, you know, we said, all right, well, you know, everyone's heard of Steph. You know, Davidson's got this great education, a great, really welcoming community. And for the internationals, we have a host family program where they don't live with those host families, but those host families do provide, you know, a level of care for those athletes, you know, that other schools right now aren't able to provide just for whatever reason they haven't started that program. So for us, those international kids' families feel really comfortable with their daughters, you know, going halfway around the world and leaving them because they know they have, you know, another built-in family here in addition to our coaching staff and team and the professors at Davidson. So I would say, you know, for us, it was just, you know, we're going to go anywhere we can to find kids that fit the style of play that we set out with, to build, which was share, shoot, and stifle. And we wanted players that could pass. We wanted, you know, players that wanted to be on a team that was sharing the load, not just be the only good player on a team. We wanted to build it through a lot of good players. We wanted players that could shoot the ball at all five positions. And we wanted players that would take a lot of pride on the defensive end. And that's the stifle side of things. So over time, you know, it wasn't necessarily by design that we were going to have so many internationals. It just so happened as the recruiting processes were shaking out, you know, they were the kids that were kind of at the right time, right place, that were talented, that were ready to make decisions. And some of this with recruiting, as you know, is all timing. And for us, you know, we're just constantly trying to find the best players we can that fit our style of play and fit the academic culture and our program culture. And just so happens it's been a lot of internationals as of late.
Coach, I really don't think a lot of basketball folks and well-meaning basketball folks understand how good Atlantic 10 women's basketball is. And you hear kids, coaches, players talk about Division I, Division II, Division III, NAI, junior college, which is all well and good, but there's a major difference in conferences just at the Division I level. Atlantic 10 women's basketball is consistently lurking as one of the top 6-7 Division I conferences in America, just outside the likes of the ACC and the SEC. This year you came within a bucket of beating NC State, the rival down the road. Last season you beat Duke. Can you talk about the strength of the A-10 at large?
Yeah, I mean, it's a really big-time conference, you know, that's striving to have multiple bids every single year. And I think what's really unique about it is, you know, all of these programs in the A-10 are really basketball-focused institutions. You know, some of them do have football programs, but the A-10 is mostly and really just a basketball conference or basketball-centric conference. And so all of these administrations are really focused on how can we drive men's and women's basketball forward every single year, and they're not distracted by football. Because, you know, some of those other leagues are. And so I think that clarity in the A-10 has really allowed us to push forward. And, you know, this year, you know, we had, you know, Richmond win games in the A-10 or win games in the NCAA tournament. You know, you had George Mason get a bid and St. Joe's was right there. And, you know, we were in contention, you know, for an at-large as well. If we had handled a little bit more business in our non-conference play before we had kind of gotten our full roster back. But, you know, really the top 4 to 5 teams every year in the A-10 are, you know, serious contenders, you know, for at-large, you know, at-large bids. And so I think it's really a testament to our administrations that are so focused on pushing basketball forward, you know, and we've been able to retain coaches in our conference. You know, for me, you know, this is my dream job, and, you know, I really want to build it into something special. And I think there's a lot of people in our conference that they feel the same way about their institutions.
Coach, let's talk scheduling for a second. When I see Duke on the schedule last year, when I see Wake on the schedule this year, NC State on the schedule this year, coming off a season now where you just racked up almost 20 wins in the A-10, I can't imagine a lot of those P4 programs are dying to play you next year, the year after. Can you talk a little bit about that scheduling challenge?
Yeah, it is. It's getting more challenging, and I think that's a good thing. You know, my first couple of years, everybody was willing to pay me a lot of money and play me any date that I had available. And now it's, no, we don't want to play you at all. And, yeah, maybe next year. And I just keep getting kind of kicked down the road a little bit. So, you know, scheduling is challenging. You know, I do think with the way that the net is now constructed or has been constructed, you know, it is advantageous for, you know, some of the ACC, SEC programs to do home and homes with teams in the Atlantic 10 because they can get a quad one or quad two game, you know, whether it's at home or on the road. And those quad one and quad two games are, you know, really what largely dictate, you know, being an at-large team in the NCAA tournament. And so as we're kind of looking forward, you know, we're really fortunate that NC State wanted to do a home and home with us. So while we were, you know, out in Reynolds last year, kind of going down to the wire with them, you know, we'll get a chance to play them on our home floor this year. And so it is getting more challenging. And I do think that for some programs, you know, particularly ones that are in really stable situations, you know, they are looking forward to, you know, playing a team like us because they know a team like us might be that first round of the NCAA tournament for them. So there is a little bit of a window there, but less of a window than there was a few years ago.
Folks, you are getting pearls of wisdom from Gail Foulkes, head women's basketball coach at Davidson, starred as a player at Fairleigh Dickinson. And, Coach, I want to turn the page for a second to a little bit of the personal life. And I don't want to speak for you, but I can imagine that can be incredibly difficult as a head coach, a wife, and a mother of a prominent big-time Division I program. Yet I was combing through your Facebook profile the other day in a very healthy, professional way, and there's a beautiful picture of your daughter running on the gym floor. How do you balance the demands of being a champion at Davidson and a champion wife and mother?
You know, it's an awesome challenge to have. You know, first of all, I have to give a shout out to my husband. You know, I joke that he might be the MVP, the most valuable parent sometimes. You know, having a partner in doing this is really critical. He's very supportive in, you know, helping me really go for championships here at Davidson. But, you know, the balance of being a mom and being a wife is, you know, you have to make those things a priority. And I think for your players, you know, when you're really clear about, you know, being really present for them when you're with them, they understand when you've got to kind of turn the page and be really present for your family. And I think they see a lot of value in that. And with that, I do believe I've become a much better coach for our team, you know, through, you know, going through parenting of my own. You know, I don't think those things have to be, you know, exclusive from each other. And I think they make each other better. Just understanding how to navigate relationships or problems or work through things. You know, I'm definitely more equipped now than I ever was before to be able to do my job really well for our team.
Coach, I love that, and I want to second that, champion that. It can be done. Both can be done. And I will also say I have a most valuable partner as well. My wife, Holly Springer, is the real MVP at home. And I would also echo what you said about being a parent will make you a better coach, and being a coach will make you a better parent. And I need to give credit to Barb Nelson, high school coaching legend in our state. She shared that with me 20 years ago, and it is every bit as true today as it was then. but a true kudos to you for modeling to young women that it can be done, being ever present as a wife, as a mother, and a phenomenal coach for them.
Well, thanks. It's challenging, but it's a lot of fun.
All right, Coach. So last one here before we let you out of the hot seat. As almost a 20-year vet in the college coaching profession, safe to say the roller coaster is off and running. The train is down the tracks. The profession is changing hourly, weekly, monthly. You and I, we were down at the Final Four just a couple months ago. So I want to touch on, what do you love about where women's basketball is currently, and where can we grow the game? Mike Nabors, legendary college coach, says all the time, grow the game, grow the game. Where can we grow the game as coaches, as the Charlotte community, as players, as parents? How can we make this thing better?
You know, I think that it really does start at the grassroots level of, you know, the people that are, you know, really interested in coaching, you know, trying to be better at it for these young kids. You know, I think right now, you know, there is a bit of a pull and push and pull, you know, of which sport do I need to specialize in first, you know, or which sport. So, you know, I don't agree that players and young players should be specializing in sports, but I think that's a little bit of the narrative that's harder to break sometimes. So that first experience that players are and young players are having with coaches is really important to kind of set the table for what's to come and to really instill kind of that joy of playing and that love of playing and that it's fun. And, you know, we have the words have fun on our practice gym court because I think it's really important to not lose sight of this is really fun. You know, we're getting to do this together. And I think that starts with how we go about coaching and teaching, you know, the young players and making ourselves better, you know, for those guys. You know, whether you're coaching an 8-and-under team or a 10-and-under team, 12-and-under, 14, 16s, you know, across the board, being more versed in sort of some of the general sports psychology side of things, you know, what works, what doesn't work, what we know about, you know, what improves performance. You know, I think if we could educate ourselves a little bit more on that, I think it would go a long way. In addition to, I think, you know, trying to celebrate, you know, women's athletics anytime that you see it, you know, I think as we continue to try to grow our game, you know, we need to be each other's biggest fans and not be in a spot where we're in competition with each other, but just know that if both of us are competing at a high level, we're going to lift each other up. We don't have to be necessarily always just competing against each other for spotlight. I think there's plenty of spotlight for all of us. So I would say those are kind of the two big things, I think, about growing the game. But I think it does start, you know, right early on with us providing the best possible experience with whatever level we are at.
Thank you, Coach, for all of those outstanding nuggets. I couldn't agree more. And, folks, I will just tell you, I have had the really good fortune of seeing Coach Folks in action multiple times, all the way back to doing home visits with Aaron Whalen, former 2023 Pearl Report's guest and star of Providence Day. I've seen Coach Folks instruct her teams, her outstanding player development sessions. And here's a plug for Davidson. Coach's Wildcat Ready Elite Skills training sessions are truly among the best in the region. And this is coming from a local high school coach. There are countless colleges that do a one-day elite camp. There are countless colleges that do team camps. Folks, do yourself a favor if you're interested in getting better, if you're interested in your daughter getting better or your team getting better. Go to the site of Davidson Women's Basketball, look up the plethora of skill development sessions. Yes, we're kicking off summer when you can't decide what to do with your daughter this summer, and sign up for one of them, three of them, 15 of them. Your daughter will get better. You will learn the game. You will learn how to, again, share it, shoot it, stifle. Coach Folks, I can't thank you enough for being on our show today. Have a championship summer at Davidson.
Thank you so much for having me. This was a blast.
All right, folks. Thanks for joining us on the Coach's Corner. You're listening to the Pearl Reports, 7:30 The Game, ESPN Charlotte.